So Baruch Hashem, we're back in Beis HaMedrash after 2 weeks in which I was in Chutz Laaretz, and after the wonderful Yemei Simcha of Purim, and we're back in Beis HaMedrash. So this week we will be Oisek in the last parashiyos of Chumash HaMais, and probably approaching Yemei HaPesach, we will deal to a certain extent with Inyan HaDiyoma as preparation to Yemei HaPesach. So in this week's parsha, we read Vayakel Pekudei, the parshiyos that deal with Mishkan Vekelov and culminating Chumash HaMais. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Oedis Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe Oedis Elavim Yavisoma Ben Anakoyen Uvetzal Ben Uri Ben Chulam At Yehuda Osu As Kol Asher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. And as we know, Malach Shabbos are derived from Malachas HaMishkan. And the Lamites Malachas that were essential in putting up the Mishkan, those are the Lamites of its Malachas and Shabbos. And the most basic principle that we have in Hilchos Shabbos, the definition that defines almost all the basic Halachas in Malachas Shabbos is Malachas Machshavos. Many people think Malachas Machshavos is written Lagabi Shabbos. No, Malachas Machshavos is in Parshas V'yakel Lagabi Malachas Mishkan. So it is not only the magic number of Lamed Tes that we learn from the Mishkan, which are the Lamed Tes of its Malachas and Shabbos, it is also the essence of the Malachas. And as Besiyas HaMishkan, the Torah describes the Avodah of Bezalel and his team as Malachas Machshavos, it is from here that we know that there is no Chiyuv in Malachas Shabbos, only if the Malachas could be defined as Malachas Machshavos. We are living in a modern world, and I've dealt a great deal, Shiurim Bal Peh, and many tshuvas that I wrote, and they are in different sections of my Svon. Minchas Osher, Parshas V'yakel, Chumash HaMais, three simonim about Gromah and Shabbos. Minchas Osher, Shabbos HaTshuvos, in both volumes, I dealt at length with various different shailas of Gromah and Shabbos. But we are approaching an era. Technological breakthroughs are so dynamic, and not a day passes by almost without new ideas and new innovations and new technologies. And today, many machines and devices are voice operated. You just need to talk and the machines will do as you wish. There are some new gadgets, and I assume not much time will pass till you would activate machines by mere thought and not only by speaking. And how would we define these new technologies? Would that be considered a malacha? When we actually don't have to do anything with your hands or feet. No physical activity, it is only your voice, or maybe even your mind. Would that be defined and considered a malacha, malacha diuraisa, and malacha derabanan? Today, we will be dealing with some of these issues. So let's start off with an interesting gemara in Brochus Nun Hei Omed Aleph. Yoideya, hoyo betzalel oisiyoy shebehem nivru shemayim v'oret. Obviously, the Gemara means to say, and I think it's a memory of Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Yodaya knew the secrets of Bris Oilam, the secrets of creation. Yodaya hoyo betzalel, betzarev oisiyas shebehem nivru shomayim v'oretz. And it is by putting together the combinations, you know, it's like a combination lock, by putting together the right sequence of letters, oisiyas atoira, Shebehem nivru shomayim v'oret. That is the way, obviously, Bezalel did Klei HaMishkan. So, how could we learn Malach HaShabbos from Asiyas HaMishkan if Bezalel actually built the Kelim and put up the Mishkan by Tzirufei Oisiyas? Would that be considered Asiyah? I just want to point out how important it is to be Medayik in the Loshon of Rashi. The Gemara says, Yedei hoi betzalel, betzalef oisiyah, shebehem nivru shomayim v'oretz. Rashi says, v'seife yetzira tone lehu. Rashi doesn't say that betzalel actually used seife yetzira to build the Mishkan and Kelov. Rashi says, the tziruf yoisiyah of creation, v'seife yetzira tone lehu. In Sefer Yetzirah, we find what are the Tzirufi Yosius with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entirety of creation. But anyway, so Bezalel, when he built Klei HaMikdash and the Mishkan, he used, obviously, if we learn the Gemara Kipshutai, Tzirufi Yosius. And that was considered Asiyas HaMishkan. The Zohar HaKadosh in this week's Parsha says something similar, and the Zohar says, when Bezalel and his contemporaries, when they put up the Mishkan, angels from above came and helped them out. They started, and the angels, Malachi Elyon, they finished the Avodah. And Reb Shilei Diskin, Shir Diskin HaTorah, argues that that obviously should be considered Shneim Shosu. Shneim Shosu, there is no Issah. So Reb Shilei Diskin is Mefarish, the first halacha that we learn from this week's Parsha, after, in the beginning of Parshas V'yakel, V'yakel Moshe's kolad as b'nei yiskol v'yomer aleyem, ayel advor mashe tzivor shem asi soysem, sheshes shem antiyosem alocho, o v'yoyim ashvi yelachem kodesh shabbos shabbos on Hashem kol oysu b'malocho yomas, lo yisivaru leish b'chol Moshe seichem. And then the posuk goes on, tzivui maleches ha-mishkan, and it is from these psukim that Chazal learned, Asiyas HaMishkan Einoi Doich HaShabbos. And that is the reason. Before the additional Tzivui on Asiyas HaMishkan, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mitzvah, Sheish HaSyomim Tiyosem Alocha Uviyoyim HaShiyelechem Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Oin LaHashem. And Rashi brings on the spot, Digdem Lehem Azor HaShabbos B'Tzivim Alech HaMishkan Lohimar She'einoi Doich HaShabbos. So Rav Shilei Diskin points out, Sheish HaSyomim Tiyosem Alocha Lo ta'asu melocha, te'yosa melocha. Melocha shall be done. Which means, even though you don't do the melochas directly, the angels are instrumental, and they're helping you out the melocha. Sheshem te'yosa melocha. And therefore, you would think that could be done on Shabbos as well, because it's shlaim she'oso. Komash malon, that is considered ma'aseh adam, ve'ein malachas ha'mishkan do'ichi Shabbos. But he does not explain why would that be considered Masei Ha'odom. Which brings us to a basic question. When a person does malachas or any other action or deed, shelo kederech hateva, bederech zgula, would that be considered his action? Would he bear responsibility, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Ritzicha, whether it's any other area of mitzvah sasei or mitzvah lo ta'ase? When a person does things bederech zguli, not by natural phenomena, not by his physical strength, but b'derech zgula, would that be considered ma'aseh ha'adam? The Rosh and Perek Arvei Psochim, the last Perek in Masechet Psochim, Siman Yud Gimel, brings B'shem Sar Sholom, one of the Ga'anim, that the reason we say Tzidik Adin, Tzidkos Ha, Mincha B'Shabbos, because Shabbos was the day in which Moshe Rabbeinu Olo B'Sar HaShomayim, and because it's the Yom that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, that is why we say Tzidik Adin. And the Rosh disputes the very assumption that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Shabbos. He says it cannot be, because in Medrash state that beyond Moshe Rabbeinu Kosov Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah. He wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. One Sifrei Torah engaged to each Shevet. Each Shevet got one of those 13 Sifrei Torah. And number 13, after each of the Yud Beis Shiftei Kol got his own Sefer Torah, number 13 was put in the Oren HaBris that was in Kodesh HaKodeshim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Shabbos, how could he write 13 Sefer Torah in Shabbos? And it is from this Medrash that the Rosh proves we cannot say that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Shabbos. If he passed away in Shabbos, how could he write Sefer Torah? Kodesh is one of the Lamas Des Malachas. So the Chasam Sofer, Chelagvav Chuvas Chasam Sofer Simachov Tes, brings in the name of the Shlo. How could a person possibly, the Derech HaDever, write 13 Sefer Torah in one day? How could he write, one Chumash in one day? And we could only assume, Yoy Moshe Shal Moshe Rabbeinu probably had very important things to do besides writing Sefer Torah. Probably being aware that this is his last day. Probably he had a lot of things, a lot of business to take care of. Not only his personal avodah, probably so many things that he needed to do for Klal Yisrael. So the Sam Sofer brings in the name of the Shiloh that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Ali Day Shem Vali De Hashbo'as HaKulmus. I don't know exactly what Hashbo'as HaKulmus is, but some of the Sefer Kabbalah speak about some methodology which we don't really know how it works. But Hashbo'as HaKulmus says, you know, being Mashubiyah the Kulmus Ali Day Shem, and as if the Kulmus writes by itself in supersonic speed. The speed of sound, maybe the speed of light. I don't know how it works. So the Sam Sofer in the name of the Shiloh brings, well, it may possibly be that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos, but if you write Ali Day Shem, that is not considered Chilul Shabbos, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah B'Yoy Moisei. So the Sam Sofer just asks, but why wouldn't there be a problem according to Shammai, Beis Shammai of Shvisas Kalim? Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything, but what about Shvisas Kalim? If he wrote Ali Day Shvos HaKulmus, so maybe he was Mafka the Kulmus, and it wasn't his, so there is no issue of Shvisas Kalim. But the Sam Sofer says, but if that is not Derech Chesiva, and therefore there is no issue of Deoraisa, it's Kelach HaYad. And if so, there is no issue of Shvisas Kalim either. Well, there still would be an issue Rabbanan by Kalach HaYad, but, well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had ample reason to be mavatel the issue Rabbanan because of the Torah of Klal Yisrael. I don't know. Shuvus Teshuvus, B'Mokomitzu, we could go into a big purple. But the Sam Sofer, quoting the Shlu, once again, deal with the basic question. What a person performs al yedei shem shelo b'derech hateva al yedei seifi yetzira, would that be considered ma'isav? Would he bear responsibility lagabe chilul Shabbos? There is a sefer Gezer Yishai, and he deals with the question: could you use seifi yetzira to create a human being or an animal on Shabbos? Well, we find two different sources in Shas, both in Masechet Sanhedrin. Gedoyla HaTenuim VeAmeruim used Seifi Yetzirah. Sanhedrin Daf Samach Hei, once again, Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara tells that Rav Hoshea created with Seifi Yetzirah a behemah and they ate it on Shabbos. But it's not Mefurish that they created it on Shabbos. They created it Erev Shabbos, and they used and they consumed that animal on Shabbos. And Daf Samach Zayin, we find that one of the Tanuim or Amiruim created a human being, something like the Maral's Goylem. So we do find that Chazal used Seifi Yetzirah, Tzirufi Oisius, to bring about human beings or somewhat similar to human beings and animals. Would that be permissible on Shabbos? Would that be considered Boina? Well, there is Boina Begufa Odom. At least that is a Machloikis the Chachom and the Rebbe Eliezer in Shabbos. Of Tzadik Dalet. Vayiven es atzela. Chazal bring the posuk in Parshas Bereishis, Vayiven es atzela, to argue there might be Meleches Boina Begufa Odom. Would that be considered Boina? Or maybe because he's using Shemus, that is not considered Maso. And the Gezer Yishai wants to prove from Sanhedrin Kufala. Sanhedrin Kufala, Chazal say that a person would be permitted to use a Lachash to bring together Nechoshim v'akrabim on Shabbos, and Rashi says, "Ein ze derech tzedo." The levush, simen shinchov ches hilchos Shabbos, sif mem hei. The levush understands that this isn't derech tzedo, and therefore it is kalach hayad. And Chazal will make a minus of the rabbanu mishum tzar, and because he wants to prevent nechoshim v'akrabim from causing suffering and pain. Chazal were makel by Nisad Rabbanan. So the Levush seems to understand that the heter is Ein Zed Derech Tzedah. That is the Loshon of Rashi and Sanhedrin of Kufarat. So obviously it is considered Masav. However, it isn't the Derech Tzedah. So the Gezer Yishai argues, obviously it's not Derech Tzedah. Because most hunters, there are different ways and methods of catching snakes and catching scorpions and catching animals. But it would be Derech Asiyas Odom. Besides Seif Yetzirah, there's no other way, you know, to create men. You can have babies, but that's not the same thing. If you want to create a human being or an animal, the only way to do it is Seif Yetzirah. So that would not be considered shalok derech asiyosai. But the Gezi Yishai argues that the lachash and sefer yetzira are the same. I think that is a mistake. They're not the same at all. We don't even know what lachash is because, you know, we don't know what all these type of kshofim are, bizman hazeh. But I think it's different than sefer yetzira. When you use sefer yetzira, you are doing nothing. You are only quoting and reciting Seamus. And whatever happens, happens mina shomayim. That is, in a way, it's a rusa de la ata, bringing, but only a Kodesh Baruch Hu does when you use sefer yetzira. And then it's a principle I learned from Rashi in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Omid Beis. The Gemara says, Samach Zayin Omid Beis, you cannot do any kishuv. Kishuv is a prohibition. It's a lav, and it is a chomer, and a vera chamura. But you could use sefer yetzira. And Rashi says, because when you use sefer yetzira, it is me'elav. It is not something that you are doing. All you're doing is just quoting Seamus and quoting letters, and therefore it isn't dumya de lachash klal. And I think the Gezer Yishai oversaw the Rashi in Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin Omid Beis. Rav David Oppenheimer was one of the greatest gedolim more than 300 years ago, and he has a similar discussion. And Shalas Etshuvas Nishal David Oira Chaim Siman Tes. And he argues that whatever a person does with dibur is not considered a maisa at all, because dibur is only dibur. And even though there's a sugya in Sanhedrin of Samachay, and once again a Masechet Krisis, Edim Zomimin. That is the sugya in Krisis, and it's Sanhedrin of Samachay. The machlokes of Yerucham and Shlokish, akim esfosav have a maisa, or akim esfosav lo have a maisa. And the Gemara asks, Shom Edom Zomimin. And the Gemara says, Shana Edom Zomimin, the Yeshno Berea. And no one understands. But Edom Zomimin did not see. Their Aveda is, they're testifying false testimony. Edu Sheka, they did not see. So that is a big discussion. However, I think the understanding of Rav David Oppenheimer, the Nishal David is, there definitely could be an Isser Ali Dei Dibur. Edu Sheka is an Isser. Birchas Hashem is Chayav Misa. There are many Asurim that involve Dibur. But when you do something, you by your speech, you are causing an effect. You are causing something to happen. You're killing a person, Ali Dei Shem. You're making a Malach and Shabbos, Ali Dei Shem. That would be different. That would not be considered a Misa. It would not be considered your Misa if you instigated it and you just caused it in a way to happen al yedei dibur, that would not be considered an isser or a malocha. And the Nishal David brings a very interesting raya from Eruvin daf mem heyomed aleph. The sugya there deals with the question: is Israel entitled to wage war on Shabbos? The Jewish people, the Jewish nation, could we initiate battles or war on Shabbos? We definitely could react, but could we initiate war on Shabbos when we are fully aware that waging war involves many malachas? Malachas d'oraisa. And the Gemara brings that ayah from David HaMelech by the story of Ke'ilah. And David HaMelech, Nishal ba'urim v'tumim. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, yes, go to war. The Nishal David asks, but how could he use the urim v'tumim on Shabbos even before he got the response giving him a green light to initiate war on Shabbos? How could he use the Urim V'Tumim? Why wouldn't that be considered Malachas Koisev? So when you define Gimel Amud Beis as a Machlokes of Yerkan of Rish Lakish, how the Urim V'Tumim actually worked. According to the Yerkanen, when the Urim V'Tumim responded, and they gave an answer to the question that the Kohen Gadol asked, the relevant Oisius lit up and they shone. And that is how the Kohen could read the response. That is how the message, the heavenly message, was conveyed by the Urim V'Tumim. And Rish Lakish says, She'Oisius Hitztarfu. According to Rish Lakish, the Urim V'Tumim was fluid and the Oisius Kilu floated around. and the response was a clear response. The Oisius Nitzdarfu Eila La Eila, according to the Bierchen, no. The Oisius, the letters on the Urim Tumum were fixed. There was no motion. But they leaked up, and that is the way the Kohen could read the response. So the Nishal David argues, Bein Le Reb Yochanan, Bein Le Resh Lakish, that should be considered Kaisei, whether the Oisius, the relevant Oisius, the relevant letters lit up, or they moved around, Bein Kach or Bein Kach, it should be considered Kaisei. So how could David HaMelech ask and use the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos? This proves all he did was Dibur. And when you cause a malacha al yidei dibur, that would not be considered a malacha on Shabbos. Lo yisasu kol malacha ksev, and dibur would not be considered asiya. That is the raya of the Nishal David. There's a sefer Maser. Yes, I think you're right. That's similar. Right? That's your name, right? I remember many years back, I spent some prime time with you in Belgium, Baruch Hashem. I think you're right, and that is the same comment I made before regarding Sefer Yetzirah. And therefore, I think it's totally different than Kishuv or Lachash. We don't know what Kishuv is, and the Rambam's opinion about Kishuv is very well known, but even the other Rishonim. So we must assume in this world there is physical phenomena, you know, laws of dynamics and physics, and there are supernatural phenomena which also have some structure and some rules above the realm of our understanding. But say Kitzira is something different. Anura Vitumin is something different. We are not writing. All the Kohen does is to ask. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that responds in his way by the Urim V'Tumim. Why would that be considered Kaisev? I mean, he is asking. And if he doesn't deserve a response, then he will get none. So it is not he that is causing the Ksiva. That is Min HaShemayim. And that is the same as the Rashi I quoted regarding Sefer Yetzirah. All he is doing is putting together letters, putting together Shemis, and whatever happens, happens min hashumayim. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And in a way, when tzaddikim use the Sefer Yetzirah, it is some renewal of creation, of Bria Shemayim V'Oretz, v'derech min hadrochim. So that definitely wouldn't be considered Ma'aseh Odom, and that would be different than using Kishuf or using a Lachash or different concepts that we find in many different areas in Shas. But this brings us to a totally different area, because all the sources we brought up to this point regarding Hilchas Shabbos, whether it's the Gezi Yishai creating a person, whether it would be considered Boina, the Nishal David regarding Kosev by the Urim V'Tumim, the Rosh regarding Ksiva Sefer Torah on Shabbos, why isn't there any sort of Kosev, and the Shlosh response that Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev Al Yedei Shem. So all these various different sources all deal with Hilchas Shabbos. But Mahari Chag is in Sefer Halachas Ketanis. So the Halachas Ketanis deals with the question, Hoyrog Odom Al Yedei Shem, would he be considered a Roitzeach? And Halachas Ketanis says, well, yes, probably so. And he brings a raya, he deals with Moshe Rabbeinu. Hala horgeni atu oimer ka'asher horaktu es ha-mitzri. Rashi brings that Moshe destroyed the mitzri al yidei shem. Moshe didn't need to use his fists. You know, Moshe used the shem, and that is the way he brought about the demise of that mitzri. And the posuk says, vayaches ha-mitzri. So obviously it was considered Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that killed him, even though he did so as Hashem. So the Halachas Ketanis argues, Kolig Al Yedei would be considered a Roitzeach. And the special style of the Halachas Ketanis, I don't know whether you're familiar with this Sefer. It's an amazing Sefer, different than anybody else. And there are some big Chidushim and very strange Chidushim in Halachas Ketanis. And for many years I wondered, because the Halachas Ketanis was the Marich Hages, who was the Rebbe of the Pri Chodesh. And there are so many strange things in Halachas Ketores. It doesn't fit in with one of the great poskim. Until I read the introduction to the Sefer, and I became aware that these weren't actually shailas that he was asked. It's not a real classical Shabbos Atshuvos. He said a Shiur Shabbos afternoon. And these were, you know, fabrications that he fabricated Shabbos to give an interesting Shiur. And I could tell you, especially winter, when you want to bring the crowd to the Bismedi Shabbos afternoon, you need to say an interesting Shiur. Nochen Shont and Nochen Kugel and Shinna B'Shabbos Panik. If you really want to bring the Yodim to Shul Shabbos afternoon, you need to say something interesting. And that is actually the Halachos Ketores. So it isn't like another Shabbos Atshuvos of that period. So there are very interesting things in Halachos Ketores. So we write, Abefersh Posik and Tilim, Chetz Shochot L'Shoinam. So just like Zoyrek Chetz is Chayev, so the same is when you do it by Chetz Shochot L'Shoinam, and that would be considered Ma'asov. And Rabbi Yehuda Asad, Shalas Shuvis, Yehuda Yala, Sinakuf Tzadikas, echoes the opinion of the Halachas Ketores, but in my opinion, using a shame would not be considered myself. Unless, once again, maybe a shame is not the same as Seifi Yetzira. Maybe Seifi Yetzira is only when we're dealing with creation. But when you use a shame to kill a person, that is a different concept. That is not Seifi Yetzira. That, in a way, is more similar to Kishuf or to Lachash, and that would be considered Maaseh Odom. That is the way to reconcile the Psak of the Halachas Ketores with the Rashi we quoted in Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Zayin Amud Beis. So, Reb Chaim... What? Reb Moshe, that is a very good question, because we find various different sources in Chazal, Yoav by Einav, also Gal Shalat Samois. And those were the great Tanoim and Amarum. So would that be considered murder? We will deal with that question in a few moments. Reb Chaim Palachi, in Leiv Chaim, Reb Chaim Palachi wrote many Sforim 200 years ago. In Leiv Chaim, Shalat Shuvas Chelik Beisim, and Kuf Peches Ora Chaim, he deals with Kibui on Shabbos. So this brings us once again back to Hilchas Shabbos. If a person is Mechada Eish Al Yedei Zgula, and he brings some strange Zgulas, which I never heard about, and I doubt you ever heard about them, but that is what he writes. What shall I say? So we say, when you expose fire to Dam Nidis, that causes Kibui. That is what he quotes from the Sefer Pachad Yitzchok. Or, when you say against fire, Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chodosh, that should bring about Kibui, extinguishing the fire. Is that permissible? Putting out a fire, extinguishing a fire, by saying Shiru Lashem Shir Chodosh, or by different Zgulas. And he quotes the Halachos Ketores, and he says, well, if Ratzicha Lidei Shem would be considered Ratzicha, then Kibui Eish should be considered Kibui. So he's not dealing with Shemois, but he's dealing with other different Zgulas that have the power of putting out fire. Interesting. I think we should let the Mechabe Eish know about these new methods. They could be great lifesavers. So the Leiv Chaim in his Maskona says, no, that would not be considered Ma'asov. Regardless of what the Halachas Ketores says, as Gula is only as Gula, that would not be considered a Malocha on Shabbos. So the Moshe asked, how do we understand the many sources on Shabbos? That is what we find in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Hei by Rabbi Yochanan and one of his Talmidim, one of his disciples in the Big Spedish. When Rabbi Yochanan darshin, then Bava Basra Ayin Hei, Ma'yedachsiv, V'samti kod kodshim shosayach v'shorayach avnei yegdach. Also the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahivi, Avon Toim v'Margolios, Shloi Shemamo, Shloi Shemamo, V'choy kikmeh meser alesem v'amamidu m'shay v'ushalayim. Lik l'dola v'oistoy Talmud. And one of the Talmidim found it extremely amusing when Rabbi Yochanan said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring gemstones and diamonds, 30 amas, and they will be Bishar Yerushalayim. And that Talmud was amused, and he said, you cannot find diamonds or gemstones as big as the egg of a tiny little bird, of a hummingbird. So how could there be gems? And Chazal say, Liyomim, the Fligas Venosaviyam, that Talmud was on a ship, and he saw angels. He saw Malachim. The Kumanaslavonim Shloishamama Shloishamamo. And he asked those angels, what are these for? And they said, Liyosid Lovek Kodesh Bochum Amin Mishra Yerushalayim. When he got back to the Biochan's Yeshiva, he was so excited. He burst into the Beis Medrash, and with tremendous hispalas, he said, Droish Rebbe Droish Lochonu Alidroish Kaash Omautu Kein Ruisi. And the Biochan says, Reika Lule Roiso Lohemanto Yove Erev Loaso Gansor Tzores. Would that be considered murder? Similar story we find that if Shaishis and Brochas of Samach Beis. So in Brochas Samach Beis, the person that that became a God of Summers wasn't Jewish. Bava Basra, INA, he was. So the Chidor deals with this question. And the Chidor says there's a difference between Hoyre Gal Yidei Shem and Yuav Boyena V'Osei Gal Shorat Summers. It's a different methodology. You know, it's been a long while since I said an entire shiur which I know nothing about. I understand nothing about. I'm just saying things, but you know, I don't really know how these things work, and I don't think any of us knows. But the Chidor says, "Yor be'enov ve'osei gal shorat zomis." How does it work? How does it work? Well, what gives life? Scientists feel what gives life? Well, it's in our cells that make up the genes. Nobody really knows what life is. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chayit Chayim LeKol Chay VeYipach Ba'apach Nishmas Chayim. But the Chidor writes, it is only Nitzotzes HaKedusha that give life to anything. So when the tzaddik takes out the netzoitas hakedusha, no life is left, and that is Yoav Beyenav, also Gal Shalatzumus. A similar idea is expressed by the Or HaChaim in Parshas Boy, Vayamas Kol Bechor BeEretz Mitzrayim. So when the netzoitas hakedusha were elevated, it is then. It brought about the demise of all the Purim B'Eretz Mitzrayim. And that is the concept of Yoav B'Yena V'Oso Gal Shel Atzumas, according to the Chidor and according to the Or HaChaim. Which brings to mind Rabbi Yankov Emden, an amazing Rabbi Yankov Emden, dealing with Tzchiras Ma'aseh Amalek. I spoke about this Rabbi Yankov Emden in Kutbarot. And various different shmuzen that I gave in Detroit, in Michigan. So the Yankov Emden in Bava Basra Mem Vav has an interesting comment. I remember when I was a young boy and I learned Bava Basra Daf Mem Vav, I was dumbfounded. I was shocked to see that in Bava Basra Mem Vav, in Shas Bavli, we find Amalek Siman. Why would Chazal use Amalek as a Siman in the Gemara? And I looked for somebody to ask that question. Rabbi Yankov Emden says in his Agos and Shas, "Kach yosel lemanuval hazeh, lemshoch oto lebeis hamedrash, veshborot kocho velehotzi mimenu kol nitzotz kadosh." So Rabbi Yankov Emden alludes to the same idea as the Or HaChaim and Parshas Boy and the Chidor and Devash Lepi. One of the small form of the Chidor is Devash Lepi, and so. That is the idea of Gal Shalat Sumas. When we take out the little kedushas that is left in any given body or object, it brings about its demise. And that is Yovena. So that would not be considered Ritzicha. Masha Enkein Bechoyreg Al Yedei Shem. So to come back to my personal opinion, I think anything you do Al Yedei Shem is not considered massive. But maybe there would be a difference between Averis She'ikaran B'Totza'ah and Averis She'ikaran B'Etzem HaMa'aseh. So when killing a person, maybe you would bear responsibility. B'Amaloch HaShabbos, Laman Yanuach Ksiv, regarding Malachas Shabbos, there definitely would not be considered a Malacha. Does this entire discussion that we spoke about in the last 40 minutes, does it have anything to do with possible new technologies that I mentioned at the outset, at the beginning of today's Shia? Today there are devices in the entire world, everywhere, that are motion activated, heat activated. New technologies in which you speak and your voice is recorded, pre-recorded, and things happen. As I said at the beginning of this year, I don't think much time will pass till we could activate different systems even by thought. And that is quite advanced research. So does this have anything to do with the many sources of Achronim that we quoted today? No, nothing. Because all the sources deal with supernatural phenomena of different natures. Yov Be'enov Yosigal Shalatzomis, Hargoy Al Yedei Shem, Ksiva Sefer Torah Al Yedei Shem, Sefer Yetzira, Yodea Hoyo Vetzara Letzara Foysia Shebehem, Nivru Ushemayim Va'oretz. All this is supernatural phenomena. But when dealing with natural phenomena, I definitely think no matter how you activate the system, you do bear responsibility. And the Beis Yitzchok, in a very well-known tshuva, and this tshuva is very broadly quoted because it's the first tshuva that was written by a Gadol Bi'Yisrael regarding electricity on Shabbos. That is the very first tshuva written in Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok, Yoreh De'Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Aleph, in the Mafteches of the Sefer, not in the actual Simen, but rather in the Mafteches. And that is the first tshuva in which a Gadol Bi'Yisrael deals with the question of closing an electrical circuit. So one of the things he deals with is a gramophone. What is a gramophone? A very prehistoric tape recorder. Not exactly prehistoric, but very early recording machines. And the Beis Yitzchok deals with the question. All the person does, he talks, he sings, and his voice is recorded, and it could be replayed. And the Beis Yitzchok says, well, that would be considered a malacha. Which malacha koiser? Which is a big surprise. Why koiser? So the Beis Yitzchok says his voice makes an impression on the shava. I don't know what he means, shava. I doubt there was shava used in early machines. But whatever it is clear to the Beis Yitzchok that if it is a malacha, he bears responsibility, even though all he did was talk. But if it is natural and physical phenomena, that would be considered a malacha. That is what the Beis Yitzchok seems to make clear, and I definitely agree. I think we find this in being an Azikin by Nis Kamumin, Tarna Goylis, that made a voice in a kli, and the kli broke. That is Nis Kamumainoi. And the Baal Tarna Goylis has to pay compensation for the damages, even though it was only voice. That was the repercussions. Those are sound waves. And in Dina Nezikin, that would bear, it would carry liability. And the Baal HaBehema is Chayev Mitzad Niskemoin. So when we're dealing with natural phenomena, even with technology, yes, a person would bear responsibility. Maybe it would be considered grama. But this brings us to the big, big sugya of grama in Shabbos and to the very basic sugya in Bava Kamma Samach. One of the most important principles in grama v'Shabbos is not found in Masechet Shabbos, but rather in Bava Kamma Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, Zera v'Shabbos Chayiv. Hamalabe, Be'esh is Grama v'Nezikin, and is Poto. Libe, well, it's Ruach Poto. Grama v'Nezikin. So why is Zera v'Shabbos Chayiv? In both cases, the man is utilizing wind, and wind is a natural source of energy. So he is using wind to stoke a fire, and that is Gerom ibn Ezekiel. He does not bear responsibility. But Zoyra v'Shabbos, what is Malachas HaZoyra? What is Zoyra? Winnowing? Winnowing, I think. Yes? Winnowing, which is throwing the Teroivis into the wind, and the wind blows the elements, which are lighter, and the seeds, which are heavier, you know, just are pulled down by gravitation. And that is winnowing. And he is chayev. So by Shabbos, utilizing natural energy is chayev. So why Ben Ezekiel is it Gerom ibn Ezekiel of a poto? And the Gemara says, Shabbos malachas machsheves asra taira. Rashi writes, v'harei naseis machshavtei. And this source seems to indicate that even Gerom in Shabbos is chayev if that was his intention. But that is a big sugya, and today we will not be dealing at length with the sugya of Gerom ibn Shabbos. So maybe voice activated systems or motion activated systems, I think they should be considered Gerom. But nevertheless, when it is your intention, even Gerom would be chayev in many cases based on that sugya. In Bava Kama Dav Samach. Generally speaking, I think that in this world of ours, and especially with every advancing day, and there will be more and more systems which are electronically activated, and it will become more and more difficult to escape them. I think, as I made clear in different shuvas, in Shalos HaShuvas, Minchasot Shechelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, any electrical circuit, and any electronics which you intentionally use should be considered a Malacha D'oraisa. And the same would apply to voice or even thought-activated devices or machines. If it is intentionally used, it should be considered a malacha d'oraisa. That is, generally speaking, my opinion, as I made clear in various different shuvas in Minchas Osher. So today we had a very interesting discussion based on many sources regarding doing different things. B'derech Segula, by thought, by speech, does the person bear responsibility? But the Tzad HaShava of all the different sources we brought, the common denominator of them all, is that we were dealing with supernatural phenomena. Ma She'en Kein, when we're dealing with natural phenomena, like Dinin Zikin, like using different man-made devices or machines, and I think in that case, the rules will be different. Vayakel Moshe es kol kahal adas b'nei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bakye quotes an interesting medrash. I do not know what the source of the medrash is, but I do recall that it is quoted by one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bakye. It is only in Parshas Ki Tiso that we read about the Chetu Egel just last week. Vayaruam ki b'chishis Moshe loredes min ahor. Vayekohel hu am al ahor. Vayomru elav kum. Asay lanu Elohim asher yelchu neponeno v'asher yavoy neponeno. So v'chet uegel vayekohel hu am al ahor. The kafora of chet uegel. To atone for chet uegel. Vayakel Moshe kol kahal adas b'nei Yisrael. And I think the profound understanding of the Medrash is what was so terrible about Chetu Egel was the Yekohel Hu Am Al Aharon. It wasn't the Yochid. It wasn't individuals. It was the entire assembly. People got together. They got together to demand Avodah Zarah, to atone for the ויקהל הועם על ההרים, ויקהל מוישה. אז כל קהל הדס בני ישראל ויאמר עליהם, אלה הדבורה מה שציבו השם לעשיס אויסו. So bringing them together in a positive way to learn Dvar Hashem, to learn Torah, and to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, that is the kapora for Vayekoel hu'om ala harayim, to demand kum asei lonu Elohim asher yelchu lefoneinu. In Yalkut Shemoni, in this week's parasha, Parshas V'yakel, Remez Reishes. Yalkut Shemoni says V'yakel is a Remez Ledoides. Then in every Shabbos, in every community, in every congregation, people should get together to learn Hilchos Shabbos. And when we bring people together to be Yosek B'Talmud Torah D'Rabim, Mekan Amru Moshe Tikkun Lahem Liyisrael Shehudor Shemin Yonah Shel Yoyim Hilchos Pesach B'Pelchos Pesach Hilchos Atzeres V'Atzeres Omer Moshe Liyisrael Ematem Oysim K'Seder Hazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'al Aleichem K'ilu Emlak Nemoisi Ba'Olami Shenema V'Atem Edai Nu'um Hashem Ematem Oysim K'en. If you will come together, the many will come together. Talmud Torah Darabim, Ma'ala Ani Aleichem Kilu Himlach Nemoisi. What was Chet Egel all about? It was a terrible Chilul Hashem, bringing people together to Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim to learn Torah, that is a Kiddush Hashem. But I think the idea is more profound. Dealing with Chet Egel, how do we understand Chet Egel? It seems to be so unreasonable. The Dor HaMidbar, this is the Dor, this is the generation that witnessed revelation that no other generation ever witnessed. They saw Gilui Shechina in a way that no other generation ever experienced. That was probably the highest moment Klal Yisrael ever experienced, even greater than Kriyas Yams. So how could it be that those very same people, Shohoyamaram be'etzba v'oymrim zeh keli v'anveyu, forgot it all, deserted everything, and they made a golden calf, they made avodah zarah? So many Gedolei Yisrael throughout the ages suggested, and I think this suggestion is based on Midrash Chazal, but we find it in Beis HaLevi, and we find the Gevaldig Ishmus and Leket Sichas Misr from Rabbi Isaac Sheder, Slabotki Rosh Hashiva, quoting amazing Midrash. And what they argue is, Chet Egel wasn't Avodah Zarah in its simple form. They definitely didn't forget their experiences. They didn't forget Mamad Har Sinai. They didn't forget Gilui Shechina. They probably even did not retract from Egdimu Nasa L'Nishma. But they felt that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead, and they were convinced that no other mortal could take the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. No other human being could rise to the challenge. No one could compare to the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they thought, it is most fitting that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should convey his messages to Klal Yisrael through an eagle. And they learned that from the Kruvim in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Well, the Kruvim were symbols, sculptures, Tinek v'Tinoikis, Shnei Kruvim. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu conveyed what he feels about us through the Kruvim. B'zman she'yisrael oisen etzon emoch, shalmokoyim p'nei m'shalochim. B'zman she'ein yisrael oisen etzon shalmokoyim p'nei m'alabayis. So obviously the Kruvim, in a way, were active. They weren't just statues. In a way, they had some type of a nefesh. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu conveyed his happiness about Klal Yisrael, or his dislike of our deeds, through the Kruvim. And they suggested to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, we're going to make an eagle, and we hope you will utilize it. The Medrash says that they created Tavnes Shor Oichel Esav, that is the Pusik in Tehillim. So the Medrash says it wasn't the Tavnes of a Shor Oichel Esav, but rather it was Tavnes Shor Oichel Esav. The eagle they made ate grass. It moved about and acted as a living calf, and they made that with Seamus, with Sefer Yetzirah. So it wasn't a simple form of a Avodah Zarah. So the Beis Halevi asks, so what is the difference between the Kruvim and the Eagle? And he answers, the difference is a very simple one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for the Kruvim, he did not ask for the Eagle. And that is the difference between Kodesh Kodeshim and Chuli Chuli. There is a Sefer al HaTorah called Marganisa de Rav. Not a very well-known Sefer. But that is a Perush al HaTorah from Rabbi Frankel, the great Baruch Tam. Bederech Drush, Bederech Pilpul. And he says an interesting pshat. Not really pshat, but it's drash. But it's nice. Leich Reid Ki Shecheis Amcha. So Rabbi Frankel says, Leich Reid. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod in Parshas Veschanan has a big Dalet. In Parshas Ki Tiso, that we read this past Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Vela'el Acher has a big Reish. Why is it a big Dalet, Hashem Echod, and a big Reish, El Acher? Look good, because you might confuse Hashem Echod with El Acher. What is the difference between a Dalet and a Reish? It is the Kites on the top right-hand side of the Dalet. Because Dalet and Reish have basically the same look, same structure. It is only that Kites that makes the difference. And that is Kites v'dar dar tatzmiach l'cho. Dar dar is Dalet Reish. The Dalet of Hashem Echod and the Reish of El Acher. And that is the Kites that makes the difference. So I don't want you to confuse Hashem Echod with El Acher, and that's why Hashem Echod has a big Dalet, and El Acher has a big Reish. And when Klal Yisrael succumbed, and they didn't rise to the challenge, and they made an eagle, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Lech Reid. Rashi says, Reid Migdu Loscho. Didn't help. I made a big Dalet and a big Reish. It didn't help. So Lech Reid, Reid is that same Dalet and Reish, Reid Migdulosko. We might as well, you know, change those big letters and turn them back to normal size because it didn't help anyway. So that is the Baruch Frankel's Drush, you know, Bederech Drash. So that makes the entire difference between the Kruvim and the Eagle. Kodesh Baruch Hu asked for the Kruvim. You don't come up with your own ideas and try to dictate them to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the eagle was defined as a Avodah Zarah. And the Kruvim are on the Aron Avodas, the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That makes all of the difference. So when we come to atone on the Chetu Eagle, it is only by Vayakel Moshe's Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem. It is only coming together with total submission to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Gedolim. It is only when coming together to learn Torah in its purity, in its essential emes. It is only that could save us from Chetu Egel. And that is the only way to atone and to make up for Chetu Egel is by Vayakel Moshe. Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem. So this is the way in which Vayakel Moshe comes to atone and comes to be mechaper for Vayakoel U'am al Aharon from the Chetu Egel. So it is this week that we finish Chumash Shemois. And as I explained many times throughout this Chumash, Chumash Shemois is defined by the Ramban and Sefer HaGolos VaHaGaula. The first section of Chumash Shemois, the first four parashiyos, deal directly with Golos Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim. Yisro Mishpotim, deal with Kabbalah Satoyed and Mamed Har Sinai. And then we have five Parashiyos, Tumat Tzav, Kitiso, Vayakel Pekudah, dealing with Mishkan Vekelov, It is only when Klal Yisrael was zoche to Ashrayas Hashchina that they were really defined as a redeemed people. That was the shleimus of the Geula. And the same in our time. Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to build Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to gewaldige schusim in Eretz Yisrael. So much teuren, so much avoiden. But we are still yearning and striving for the Geula Shleima. And the Geula Shleima will only be when we will zeicha to Ashor Sashkin and Eretz Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send Moshiach Tzidkenu, the Yivne Lanu was Beis Mikdushenu, the Sefarteinu, and we will be zeicha to Ashor Sashkin and Be'ez Galye, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru Mishov Hashem Tzion V'niglo Kvoid Hashem, Ra'al Kabosa Yachtov, Ki Pi Hashem Diber, V'binyam Beis HaMikdosh, V'mheirov, V'yomeinu, Amen.